Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from our beautiful Studio B in Building 25. And I was at Build.
Yes.
And one of the coolest announcements that I saw is PostgreSQL and MySQL on Azure as managed services.
Correct.
The first thing I thought was I could move all my WordPress stuff over, because I could do it before, right? But it was a different MySQL service, and I kind of wanted the slider kind of experience that we see. And you told me, this is Bart Robertson, he'll introduce himself. You told me it's a simple, easy thing to do.
It's pretty easy.
All right, so let's start with your introduction. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure, I'm Bart Robertson. I'm on the TED team, which is our technology evangelism and development team, and I'm an architect, and I focus mainly on Azure, on application development, containers, Service Fabric, Kubernetes.
So all the good stuff.
All the new stuff, yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So you said 10 minutes, move over an existing WordPress instance over to Azure. Can you walk us through what that would look like?
Absolutely. Okay. So before we start, a couple points. We're going to use two services today. One is called Web Apps for Linux.
Perfect.
And the other is called Azure MySQL Database.
Okay.
And they're both in preview today. So Neither one are publicly available today. They're in public preview, but they're not shipped yet today.
Okay. But if you're watching this, it might be shipped.
Yeah, by the time you watch this, it may be. I mean, this is early June, so they may be available.
Awesome. So when we move stuff over, we have to have two different services running at the same time. Is there a way to put them together?
There is. So we have a container that's available on Web Apps for Linux today that has everything in one container.
Cool.
The problem with that is when your website becomes really popular, when you have guests like me on, then you're going to need extra capabilities and the ability to scale up and scale out. And you can't do that if it's all on one server. The other issue there is you're responsible for all the database maintenance. The beauty of Azure MySQL Database is we take care of all the database maintenance for you, so you don't have to worry about anything.
And that's really cool, because effectively you could have the Azure MySQL instance that can scale independently of the website, for
example,
which is a kind of a good
Absolutely.
Thing.
So you can have a lot of front-end web servers that have caching turned on and one medium or small size back-end database, and it all works great.
That's amazing. All right, so let's get into it. We are going to move a full WordPress instance over to Azure using these two services that are currently in preview.
So what we're going to do is we're going to use the WordPress famous 5-minute start.
Okay.
And so it's going to look just like WordPress. If you've ever done WordPress before, you're going to recognize it.
Sure.
Okay. So the first thing we want to do is we want to actually create a Azure database service.
Perfect.
And I actually have one created already, because these are preview sites. Mm-hmm. They take a little while to come up. So let me just hop in here real quick, and I'll show you what it looks like. So you'll see right here, I have an Azure database, and if I click on it, you'll see it's up and running. I've got a app running on it today. It's running at about 9%.
Okay.
So it's up and running. So it's just a MySQL server in the cloud.
Okay.
And nothing you have to worry about. Now, one thing you need to do that's really important is once you create this, you want to make sure that you set your firewall rule. And right now, I've used what I call a security best practice and open it to everybody in the world.
Oh, that's the best, right?
It's the best, right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's great for demos and development, not so much for production. So this is our database server that's up and running, running MySQL.
So if I could pause you there.
Sure.
So to make that, you go to the plus, and then you add a new one.
Yeah, so you just go here, you go to plus, and you find databases. And you should see the MySQL database preview right here.
There you go. And then once you do that, so now let's go back to the other screen. If I wanted to be smart and actually use the blocking for the IP address, would I use the IP address in the same subnet as my actual web instance?
Yeah, so what you would do is you would go over to your app service, your web app for Linux, and you would get your public IP address.
Uh-huh.
And you would open it up for that range of IP addresses. And then you would probably also want to open it up for your development IP ranges and those kinds of things.
I see.
So you just list each one. Now, if you're familiar with SQL on Azure, they have a checkbox that says open up for everything within Azure, so anything in Azure can talk to it.
Uh-huh.
That's not in the MySQL portal today. It may be in the future. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but when we're doing the WordPress, I literally just want WordPress be the only thing that's talking to it,
yeah,
or whatever range of machines it scales
to. Whatever IP address Web Apps for Linux is using is what you want to open it up to.
Awesome. Well, let's go back.
Awesome. All right. So now we have our database server created. Mm-hmm.
Can we look at it one more time? I have a couple more questions.
Absolutely.
I have so many questions, man.
I like questions.
I know. The cool thing about this is that I like the idea of this just being managed for me, right? I can set up a MySQL database. It's not hard to do, but I just don't like the idea of, wow, my database is slow or things are not going well. I can put cache in front of it. I can scale it out.
Which but if you set it up, you've got to back it up. You've got to worry about scaling it. You've got to worry about availability. You've got to worry about patching. You've got to worry about all that. And with database as a service, you don't have to do that.
All right, let's look at it. So here's a couple of questions. So if I want to look at the data, there used to be this thing called PHP MySQL admin that I used to use a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is there something similar like that here?
So you can deploy. So PHP MyAdmin deploys on your web app, right? I recommend not deploying it because it's a huge security hole.
Huge.
Like drive a truck through it, security hole. So I recommend not doing that. But there's something really cool that we also announced at Build.
Oh, what's that?
So if I click on this little greater than underscore sign here, I'm going to launch what's called the Cloud Shell.
And then I have access to it
And then I'm just going to cheat, and I'm going to steal some code from over here. So this is booting up, and what I get is I get a Bash shell. And this Bash shell knows all about me. So it logs in with my bardar at Microsoft.com account. It knows all my credentials, so I'm running inside a security context. So if I just type MySQL, now I'm in MySQL. So I'm connected to that database server I created.
And that's cool because you don't have to poke any special holes into the firewall, into the cloud. This is literally all just there.
Yeah, it's all just there. Okay. And so if I just run a show databases, you'll see I've got a WP test database that I'm running a test on.
Oh, so when you create a MySQL server, you're effectively creating an entire server. You can put as many databases
on it. You can put as many databases on it as you want. In fact, we're about to put two more on it. So let me just go ahead and paste this in
really
real quick. And so I'm just going to run some code here. And let's talk about what this code does. The first thing it does is it creates a WordPress user ID. So WordPress is what we're going to use to connect to the database. And then it creates a database for you and a database for me.
Okay.
And then it grants WordPress access to those databases so that it can run queries and create tables and those kinds of
things. And this is the standard thing that you would do?
This is just the way you set up WordPress.
Cool.
So this is the way you set up for MySQL and WordPress.
Cool.
Now, you know what the next thing we have to do is? We have to type exit because we're done. Simple, huh?
That's awesome. And so effectively, you just created a couple of databases.
I just created a couple of databases.
And a user that has access to them.
Yeah, and a user that has access to them, and we're ready to go.
Okay, cool.
So now let's go set up the web server.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go in, hit the plus sign, and we're going to go to web mobile, and we're going to go to web apps on Linux preview.
Nice.
If the preview is gone, that means it's shipped. And so we're just going to create something called Seth's blog. And I'm going to use an existing subscription. And you'll see that it finds my app service plan. Uh-huh. If I didn't have one, I could create a new one.
Sure.
But since I already have one, I'm just going to use it. And now I'm going to click this configure. And you'll see one of the things we get here is pull from Docker Hub.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So now all we need to know is the name of the image we want to pull. Well, I just so happen to have one. You prefer Apache or Nginx to run your...
You know, I usually use Apache. Nginx
let's
is
use
just
Apache.
As good.
So we'll use Apache WordPress.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a container that already has the entire WordPress setup.
Yeah. So I published this container, and after we go through this, I'll show you where it is on GitHub. You can go download it and customize it and play with it and tweak it if you want to add some modules. So if you have some additional capabilities you want to add some PHP modules or change the security or change whatever you want, you can go download it, and it does everything.
And so literally, it's like... Already done in a box.
It's already done in a box.
Okay, cool.
You can run this from anywhere, right? So you can run a WordPress site on it. Now, it's kind of early in the stage yet, so I don't have all the security implemented, and we're working on that, and so we're going to continue updating the repository. And by the way, if anybody wants to contribute, feel free to go join the GitHub repo and contribute.
And we'll put a link to make sure
people
can do
absolutely.
It.
All right. Absolutely. So that's all there is to it. So let me go ahead and start this. And actually, that's not quite all there is to it, but that's all we need to do now. And so let's click create, and we should be up and running.
So as that does that, can I ask a couple of questions?
Absolutely.
So if I already have an existing WordPress, it's the same thing you would do. You would just dump the database, put that file somewhere in Azure Storage, use the command line interface to pull that dump into your new SQL Server database, and then you would get all those PHP files and move them over? Or how would you do that?
So it depends. So I hear your blog is kind of old. So yeah, probably what you would want to do is go into the WordPress admin mm-hmm. and export your blog mm-hmm. and then create a whole brand new site uh-huh. and then import your blog.
Okay.
Right? That way you'll be on the latest, greatest version cool. of WordPress with all the security patches. If you're already on 4.7.5, mm-hmm. all you have to do is run MySQL dump on your database and then run MySQL to import the database into your new database and you're up and running. Super easy.
I see. And just pull all the files and move them over.
Pull all the files and move them over. Super, right. super easy. All right, so it says our deployment succeeded. So let's go back to our resource group. And we should see Seth's blog.
Yes.
We do. Now, a couple things we need to do here. So I'm going to stop this container. Let me show you a couple things. So Docker container, we have that information here. You can pull from a public or a private repo.
Cool.
And you can also pull from other repos. So Azure has a container repository. So you can pull from Azure container repository or a private repository or a Docker Hub private repository or a public repository.
This is so nice because traditionally you just have this blank app. You'd move files into there. Then you would start it up and you'd realize you didn't chmod something right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like horrible. So this is really nice to have it containerized.
All done for you automatically.
Yes, I love
it. It's all already there. So we need to set a couple application settings. So the thing about Docker is Docker uses environment variables to pass things.
Sure.
It's a great way to orchestrate it. So we're going to set a couple of environment variables.
My guess is that one of them has to be the database.
That's a good guess. That is a very good guess. So the first one we need to do is WordPress underscore DB underscore name. And in this case, it was Seth. Now, the next thing we need to do is set up the user ID.
Right.
WordPress underscore DB user. And that was WordPress. But because MySQL on Azure is a platform as a service, it's multi-tenant. So we have to tell it what tenant we're in.
Okay.
And to do that, you just put an at sign, and then you put your server name, which in my case is mybardr.
Okay.
Okay? And then the last one we have to set is WordPress DB password. And unlike my firewall, I actually used a strong password, so let me steal it from over here and paste it in. And we're done. Save that.
Nice.
And we are good to go.
And I love the idea of slot settings too.
Like exactly. Which is kinda cool. Exactly. Now the thing you have to be careful about with WordPress and slots is WordPress embeds the fully qualified domain name into the database.
Okay.
And so if you're running in a slot and it has a GUID as a URL, it's not going to work correctly. It's basically going to redirect you to
your
performance site. So what we typically do is I typically run a test site and a production site, and that way the name is always the same.
Okay.
And then I just move the data over, or just move the code over, and I'll show you how to do that in a minute.
Cool.
We use this thing called Git. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a little bit about Git here in a second. All right, so we're up and running. Now you'll notice your container, your WordPress site's not running yet. So let's go to your URL and see what happens. We get a response.
Yeah.
But your container's not running. So what happens in web apps or Linux is it's actually fronted by a proxy, right? So you actually have a web server running all the time that fronts your app. It also does SSL offloading. So that makes creating SSL in WordPress super simple because you don't have to worry about it because it's done at the web apps for Linux level. It's SSL offloaded. So you upload your certificate to your app service plan, and then you don't have to worry about it in your containers because it's already handled, SSL is already handled for you.
That's amazing.
That's kind of cool.
Let's turn it on.
Okay, let's start it. And it takes a while to start sometimes. So let me just go ahead and go over here and let's hit refresh a couple times. Okay, let me show you something else about web apps while we're waiting for that to spin up. Because what's happening is it's downloading the container
sure.
and starting everything up. The first time takes a little while. If the container's already there and cached and there's not a new version, it's pretty quick.
Cool.
But my code builds the container for a developer.
I see.
And so I don't take anything out of it. So it's really big. It's like 300 meg. And you could shrink it down a lot, but I use it for development. That way, all my tools are there when I need to develop.
Love it.
So let me show you something on web apps for Linux. So we go down here to the advanced tools. Ever heard of Kudu?
Yes, I sure have.
Kudu is pretty awesome.
It's a deployment thing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run a bash shell into my container that's running in web apps for Linux. And it's not really in my container. It's a container that talks to my container.
I see.
So because of that, you'll see I'm in a home directory. With an app service plan on Web Apps for Linux, your home directory is shared across all your different instances.
I see.
Okay. So let's just go to log files. Got my caps lock on. And then let's go to Docker. And let's see what's there. Okay, let's see, we have a file. So we're gonna cat that Docker file. It's 110. And you'll see that it pulled Bardar Apache WordPress Latest down automatically and started it up. So let's look at something else that we did that's kind of cool. All right, if you're a WordPress guy, this looks familiar, right?
Yeah,
this is your
sure
WordPress
does.
Now, you'll notice it's in home, www.html. The normal place to put that is var, www.html.
Right.
The reason we put it there is because the home directory is shared across every instance. So rather than have to pull the code to every single instance, it's shared. So if I make a change in one place, it affects all the instances, not just the one instance. So I don't have to go make it every single time.
So when you say instance, do you mean like the containers are being replicated?
So on the front end, what I can do is I can scale out.
Right.
So if I get busy, if I have a busy time like Black Friday,
sure,
I can scale up the number of instances of the web app that I have, or I can scale it back down to save money.
And what's happening is there's more containers being spun up. And those containers are looking at the home directory.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
It's mounted into it so that it's shared. Check this out. So remember I told you we use Git?
Yeah.
You see, I just did a Git pull. If I do a Git status, it should say already up to date.
And so what this is doing is you could make some changes, test your stuff out at home, look it on your private instance, and then what you do is you push to Git and it'll automatically go and the containers will pull that file.
Yeah, exactly, and it's even a little bit better than that. There's a preview capability in Web Apps for Linux for continuous delivery.
Oh, amazing.
And so you can hook this up so with a webhook and Git so that just when you publish to the master branch, for example, mm-hmm, or the production branch or whatever you call it, it automatically pulls it down so you don't have to do anything. So there's a couple different ways you can do it, right? You can build your container with all the files in it and mm-hmm then have to rebuild your container every time. Or you can do what I did, build your container and pull from Git, and then when you want to update, you just come into Kudu and do a Git update, or you use cron and schedule it, or you can use continuous integration. So it's up to you. So you don't have to jump right into continuous integration day one. You can start small and progress over time.
All right, let's see if the site is up.
I think it is. All right, the famous WordPress 5-minute install. I'm assuming we want to do English.
Of course.
Okay, just check.
Just this one time.
So let's call it Seth's blog. And we're going to create a username, and I'm going to use a really secure password. The cool thing is WordPress tells me this is a very weak password, because it is. And I'm just going to use my Outlook email, and I'm going to install WordPress.
So if I'm migrating stuff over, in this case, I would just move all of my WordPress files into the home directory, the container, and then I'd be good to go.
Yeah, so what I would do is I would set up a Git repo. And when you start the container, one of the one of the environment variables is git_repo. Mm-hmm. Put your Git repo in there, and it's done. You're done. It'll just pull it automatically every single time.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So all it's right. Installing WordPress. It'll take a couple more seconds.
But this is the regular WordPress.
This is WordPress 4.75. I made one code change, and the reason I made that code change is, if you remember when we were on that Azure MySQL database tab,
uh-huh,
SSL, require SSL was checked. So because we're going across the Azure network, we want to use TLS to across our communications.
Sure, so secure.
To encrypt them, right? And so we want some security. And because of that, I had to add one line of code. I had to patch the WPDB.php file to tell it to use SSL when it connects to the database, because it doesn't do that by default.
Okay.
And then I made a couple other changes I'll show you in a second. Hey, we're there.
We're in business.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and log in real quick. And Seth, do you remember the password?
I think it was Seth.
I think it was.
And so what it did during the installation is it just put everything in the database. And
yeah. It did. And so here's your dashboard. Let's see your blog. See if this looks as good as your current blog.
Regular WordPress. Right. Oh, man.
This is WordPress 2017, 4.75, up and running, nice and pretty.
Dang, that's
so now all you got to do is import your data in here, change the background image, and you're done. And you have a modern WordPress running on, as a service running on the web tier and as a service running on the database tier. So you're out of the VM business. You're out of the database maintenance business. You just run it, and it'll scale. It'll scale really, really big.
Can we look at one more thing, unless absolutely. There's something else? I want to look at those knobs that you turn in order to scale stuff up. Can you show me that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really hard. So what we want to do is we want to go to the actual app service plan, which is here.
Okay.
So we're going to go to our app service plan. You might want to get a piece of paper and take notes on this because it's kind of hard.
How about, let's record it. We'll record it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll record it.
And I don't have my glasses on. There it is. So scale out. Click there. And you drag this little slider. 2, 3, 4, 5, as many as you want.
Holy cow.
And you're done. And you just scaled out your front end.
And that, and because, is it going to create more containers?
So what it's going to do is it's going to create more VMs that run that container. Oh. They also run the proxy server. They also run the Kudu container. And so you're going to have multiple VMs that target that.
And so if you know stuff is, like, because it'll give you alerts when it's running. You can set up alerts. And you can all of a sudden just start scaling things up.
Yeah. So when you have Guthrie on or Rusinovich or somebody, you know, scale it up.
Absolutely.
Right?
And then what about on the database side? How do you scale that?
So the database side, so it's in preview, but it's super simple. So if we go back to BARDR.
Yes, I think we do want to cancel the changes.
Yeah, we do. Sorry. My bad. And so we go to the Azure database, and we find scale. I don't have my glasses on, so I'm having a hard time seeing it. Oh, pricing tier. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
And today it's only available in basic pricing tier, but you could go to standard or premium and scale it just like you do Azure SQL. So you could scale it up as big as you needed it. So you'll be able to scale it really, really large, and you're done. Right, no deploy a new VM, no set all this up, no run a whole bunch of scripts, just click a couple buttons and you're done. And all of this is obviously available through the CLI or through PowerShell or through ARM templates.
And the cool thing about this, at least for me, is when I'm building, for example, custom plugins for WordPress, I can start to leverage other things in Azure, like Azure Functions, for example,
absolutely.
Or Logic Apps, and start to really automate my entire WordPress site.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. One more thing, let's just take a look real quick. So let's go back to our console. And let's run MySQL again. And let's use Seth. And that should look familiar.
There you go.
If you're a WordPress guy, that looks familiar.
That's awesome. Okay, so can you show us where people can go to find this container or submit if they want to work on it?
Absolutely. So let's just pop over to GitHub. GitHub.com/BARDR, really easy to remember. I went to LSU in case you didn't
fantastic.
Know, and I live in Texas.
Oh.
So there you go. That explains that. So there's a couple things here that you want to take a look at. The first is Azure WordPress, and you'll see here we have an Apache folder and an Nginx folder.
Okay.
And so if you want to run under Nginx, works just fine. You want to run under Nginx? Let's do that.
Sure, let's
think?
Do it.
So you decided you want to run your blog under Nginx instead of Apache. That's going to be hard, isn't it?
I hope not.
It's going to be really hard because you got to reinstall the
OS.
Oh,
that's right. I see what you're saying.
Nginx. Then you have to use this thing called FPM because remember, WordPress is just a PHP app, right? It's a really big, really specialized PHP app, but you got to run PHP.
I get your question.
It's hard.
Seth, if you want to change over to Nginx, it's going to be a pain.
It's going to be a pain. I mean, it's going to take hours.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. So we'll go down to our Docker container and we find Apache and we just put in Nginx. We save.
Oh, I get it. And because all the files are in a shared space, it'll just swap out.
It will. So if we go over to our Azure console in Kudu,
forgot to cat it or ls it.
Did I not type cat?
No.
Oh man, there bad developer. Go. I there. Thought cat. Okay, so now you'll see it pulled Nginx down. And so now, and we may get a 502 error the first time we hit it, but it'll resolve itself pretty quickly. So let's flip. Look, we're running.
It
on,
just worked.
We're running on Nginx.
You were just stalling with that typing the wrong thing, weren't you?
Maybe.
Nice.
So we can run under Apache or we can run under Nginx. Mm-hmm. There's readmes for all of them. The other cool thing that we do is remember how we can do a get?
Yeah.
Well, there's a file here a repo here called WordPress files. And all it is the WordPress files. And it tells you exactly what I changed, right? So it's WordPress 4.75. Here's the patch. Remember we talked earlier about the SSL patch. There's the SSL patch. And then here's the information on the wp-config. And one of the things I did in wp-config that's really cool is I implemented force SSL. And so if you think about search engine optimization, SSL gets, or HTTPS gets higher priority.
Absolutely.
And so this forces everything to redirect to SSL.
So when I have to upgrade, because WordPress does its own updating, will this affect these patches? Do I have to go in and repatch it?
If they update that file, you'll have to go in and repatch it. Okay. So we're going to work with WordPress to see if we can get that into, or something similar, into a future version of WordPress.
But maybe even like a plugin that you always just have in there.
Exactly. And it actually wouldn't be hard to script it so that it did it automatically. But generally what you'll do is you'll pull, if you're running a big WordPress site, you'll pull the WordPress code and you'll make a lot of changes to it.
Right.
And so when a new version comes out, you merge those changes in versus just using them. But yeah, we'll continue to patch it and we'll continue to put new versions of WordPress out there. But it all runs.
Well, this is amazing. Anything else you want to show us?
No, I think that's it. I mean, it's really pretty straightforward. It allows you to scale, really easy to do. Both services are in preview, but they'll ship soon.
This is awesome because it took a little bit longer than 10 minutes only because I had a lot of questions. It feels like if I were to run through this, like literally it'd take less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's less than 10 minutes. The services are in preview, so sometimes the services are slow, sometimes they're quick, but somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. And once you get the services set up, it's like 2 minutes. So
awesome.
It's really super easy to do.
Well, thanks so much for spending time with us, Bart. Thanks so much for watching. We've been learning all about how to move WordPress over to Azure using the new MySQL database service, which is fantastic. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.